You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The first round of the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, was a flop for so many business owners, a part of the CARES Act that was supposed to help small businesses prevent laying off their employees. The PPP ended up prioritizing larger franchises since it was on a first-come, first-served basis. Well, now, the state of Idaho is taking matters into its own hands, using $300 million of federal money to support Idaho small businesses. Joining us today to talk more about what this means is Alejandra Serena Rejos, Director of the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, and Suzanne Budge, State Director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Welcome to Idaho Matters, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Alejandra, I'd like to start with you. I don't want to spend too much time on the past rounds of federal assistance to small businesses like the PPP. However, could you just briefly tell us what went wrong with the federal approach and then which business owners, you know, were really particularly left out of that funding?
It's important to certainly review the business aid programs that have come out so far. So the Federal Paycheck Protection Program came out with a first round of funding on the range of $349 billion. And this funding ran out in 2 weeks amid some widespread accounts of large public companies, with access to capital financing and so forth, hiring, lobbyists and crafting this legislation in order to be able to gain millions of dollars in forgivable loans. Since it was a limited pot of money, this resulted in some smaller businesses being far less likely to be served by the first round. We also know that businesses owned by people of color were more likely to be shut out of the Paycheck Protection Program at about 90% by some accounts. It's important to note because, and here in Idaho, nearly 11,000 Idaho businesses are owned by Idahoans of color, Black, Latinx, Asian, Native, and others. And one of the consequences is that we don't know how they were affected because we just don't have the data.
So then, Suzanne, the first come, first serve model, I mean, it just didn't work for truly reaching small businesses most in need of help. So do we know how Idaho is going to do things differently so, these small businesses can get the help they need?
Well, thank you, Gemma. We've got multiple layers of help out there available to businesses. As you pointed out, the first layer from the federal program was very unsuccessful for small businesses in particular, and that was for many reasons, multiple really cascading problems. And hopefully this second round we've learned from the first round what not to do. And the problems of the first round included existing financial institutions having different relationships, and that tended to favor larger businesses. It included an SBA infrastructure that just was overwhelmed by the capacity. And again, it included small businesses in particular don't have the resources, relationships, and tend to not have the sophistication of being able to access all the information as quickly as the big ones did. So the good news is that the feds have listened to what didn't work and learned from what didn't work in the first round. And NFIB is out with a new survey really within the last hour, which you should have available to you as well, that shows that the pipeline is really starting to be unclogged, that more money is in the pipeline and more of that money is making it to small businesses. And interestingly enough, small businesses by a very large percentage are getting their money through local institutions rather than the big banks. And so that all tells us how we learned from the first round and are doing a better job now. We know from this survey of all of our members nationally that 77% of the members that responded have submitted loans. And of that 77%, half of them are getting money or have been informed that they're getting money. So that's almost a complete flip of what happened through the first cycle. And we're happy to hear it, obviously.
So Suzanne, with that Idaho Small Business Survey you mentioned that came out this morning, was there anything else that stood out for you within that data?
Yes, we get a lot of good information when we listen to our members, and in a real time situation like this, things are changing very fast. But one thing that I think our members would tell Congress in going forward is they need more flexibility in how they use the money. They need a longer period of time in which to get the forgiveness coming back, and they need larger loans. One of the questions that come up is how long can businesses survive without the kind of resources that they need when the government has essentially shut them down overnight? And what we heard from our members early on in this process was that they could last 1 or 2 months. That was at the beginning, and we're in week 8 now. So we know that these systems have to work, or we're going to see businesses shut down in Idaho and across the country. And one thing we absolutely know is that the road to recovery runs down Main Street. It's perhaps an overused statement, but there won't be any wages, there won't be paid time off or health benefits, and there won't be revenues to the state unless our Idaho businesses are back in business.
Well, and Alejandra, as Suzanne mentioned within that survey, saying, people saying that the loans aren't enough, we should say that the governor did announce these loans, and it's up to $10,000 for small businesses. Now, before that happened, the Idaho Fiscal Policy Center, they did write a white paper about what the state needs to do to support the local economy. So my question to you is, do you think that this goes far enough? But if it doesn't, what else would you like to see happen?
Well, small businesses in Idaho are, presented with enormous challenges right now. They have to pivot in their services to make sure that their employees are safe. And that could be by securing protective equipment and, creating new ways to socially distance. Businesses have to consider whether customers themselves feel safe enough to return and what demand will look like when, other Idahoans are currently jobless. I think that, the state grant program is taking a really big and important step by targeting grants to businesses under 50 employees and even prioritizing those under 20 employees. By doing this, we're sort of saying as communities that we value small businesses that are most impacted by the impact of the pandemic. But still, it's a lot of uncertainty to continue to support small businesses. I think, it's right on Suzanne mentioning that some of this grant aid is short term. And so, mm-hmm. For now, if these grants help small businesses in Idaho safely operate and avoid folding in the short term, that is a form of success, given the context of the pandemic. One thing, aside from asking small businesses how they're faring, is additional good reporting on ensuring that the grant program reaches those small businesses that are most impacted. So that we can be certain. And then on the question of ensuring, whether, our grant has clear goals and some clear mm-hmm. guidance on how funds can be used, we should call on our leaders to strike a balance between, quickly getting assistance to small businesses and on the other hand, ensuring that those dollars are used in line with the goals of the program, which are to reimburse the cost of business interruption caused by required closures in the pandemic.
So Suzanne, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, it's a national organization. So I'm curious, with that being said, since you are privy to information throughout the country, how does Idaho compare to surrounding Mountain West states within this context?
Well, yeah, Gemma, I just actually got off 2 phone calls this morning with multi-state presence. And so that's a super interesting question. And in fact, we've done an individual survey, a flash poll of Idaho members to gauge their response as well. But what we're seeing is, and really it's consistent with what Alejandra has mentioned as well, clear guidance is very important to these businesses, but what is equally important is the concern about customers coming back, and particularly about having a more targeted approach and allow businesses to show that they can operate safely. And that all requires pretty clear guidance. One thing that is true about this situation, I think, is we've all been completely overwhelmed with a tidal wave of information, and it's pretty difficult to sort through that. I heard an interesting comment from my colleague in Montana today, which was that a lot of his members, and I think this is probably true of Idaho too, a lot of his folks he visits with do not have really good, clear access to the internet. And where is all this information coming from? It's all coming pretty much from guidance that is posted on the internet. So I do think that's something that's an important thing for us to learn going forward. Let me comment, if you don't mind, on the governor's program, because we have been involved in that. And I was able, fortunately, to gather some statistics that helped the governor's office craft that program. I commend him for being one of the few states to take federal money and direct it right back to the private sector for the businesses that have slipped through the cracks. And we're very excited that that program will, the guidance is on the governor's website now, or the Recover Idaho website right now, Rebound Idaho, I think, I don't want to get that wrong. rebound.idaho.gov. The guidance, but that actually will open up on Monday, the 11th, for businesses in the lower than 20, 1 to 19 employees, and the following Monday for businesses 1 to 50 employees. And, you know, that's not a lot of money, $10,000, but that $10,000 will go to 30,000 businesses if it's fully subscribed. And that's certainly a huge benefit for businesses who have been unable to access the federal money on the first one and two rounds. So we commend the governor for doing that. And, you know, that there's two or three or four, hopefully, opportunities for businesses to be able to pursue that.
I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this, just critically important information right now. We've been talking with Alejandro Serna Rios, Director of the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, and Suzanne Budge, State Director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about how Idaho's grant program will aim to help small businesses. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.